Do you remember that song from Holes?
Dig it, oh, oh, dig it. Dig it, oh, 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 oh.
Oh my God.
I got two suits, two tokens in hand. I got no respect, cause I'm the new man. Got my shovel, shoes full of sand. Check out the tag, the name's Caveman.
God, that song was absolute banger.
A-R-M-P-I-T-T.
What's that spelling, dog? That's me.
I don't take showers and I don't brush my teeth. That's all I do is dig holes, eat, and sleep.
Oh my God. Great book, too. I remember reading that in like, was that like in sixth grade?
Yep,
fifth grade.
Yeah. I read it for sixth grade.
Mm-hmm. It was a good book. It won the what's that prize? Like not the Pulitzer, but like for the little kid version of Pulitzer.
I have no idea.
I'm looking it up. It's not like a big person Pulitzer. It's like a little person Pulitzer. Like a Newbery medal or something.
I have no idea.
Holes the book.
Well, look at this dude. Look at that dude and tell me he doesn't look like Zero from the movie.
That guy looks like Zero. He looks exactly like Zero.
Yeah, Miles Norris, and he might be coming to Arizona. He's from modern day. Hopefully we get him.
Why does he look like he has a little Indian in him?
I don't know, man.
He's got a lot of Zero in him, that's for damn sure.
Isn't Zero, like, he's a gypsy, right? He's part gypsy in the movie. Like,
I think he's
like
a
Zeroni,
gypsy.
Like, Zeroni, like, curses the
he
guy.
He looks like Zach De La Roca of Rage Against the Machine.
I don't.
Is that guy's name?
I don't know who.
Like the lead singer for Rage Against the Machine?
I don't really know anything about Rage Against the Machine.
You didn't, like, guitar, or what's the Guitar Hero?
Rock bands?
Yeah, no.
No.
Are there any songs?
No rock bands.
So Holes won the 1998 U.S. National Book Award for Young People's Literature. Oh, yeah, it was the Newbery Medal for the year's most distinguished contribution to American literature for children. I loved reading kind of books. Like, like, what other Newbery medals are there?
I don't know.
That you read. I'm gonna read them to you,
okay,
and see which ones you've read.
Probably none.
I've read a fair amount of them. I like them.
I'd probably read them now. I don't like to read adult
Tale
books.
Of Despero. You've read Tale of Despero?
Nope.
Crispin the Cross of Lead.
Nope.
I've read that one. A Year Down Yonder?
Nope.
Bud Not Buddy?
Nope.
Holes?
Yep.
The View from Saturday, I've read that one.
Nope.
Midwife's Apprentice?
Nope.
Walk Two Moons? I haven't read that one.
Walk Two Moons?
Yeah.
Nope.
The Giver?
Nope.
Shiloh?
Maybe.
Maniac Maggie? I feel like
Maniac McGee.
Yeah.
Yes, I've read that
yes,
one.
Let's
Maniac
go.
McGee was my book. I love that guy.
That
Maniac
guy was
McGee.
Great.
Yeah, that was a great book.
I've read that one too.
Yeah.
The Whipping Boy of Koi. That's a I should just go back and read these. None of like the big person Pulitzer Prize novels. Those suck. These ones are better.
I'd read like Obama's. If he ever writes a memoir, I'd read Obama's memoir.
I think he has a book.
Yeah, but I want, like, a post, like, him, like, stewing in his juices after being president.
Stewing in his juices? Is that a term?
Yeah, stewing in your juices? Because that's what you do when you stew.
You're literally... Well, yeah.
Like, if you put, like, something in it and you make a stew, it's like stewing in some juices. Like beef or something?
So stew is a verb.
Yeah, to stew in
one's
juices.
And it's a noun.
Yeah, like, I stewed a stew.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a good sentence.
Yep.
Is that like buffalo, 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 buffalo?
I guess, yeah.
That's a sentence, right?
I buffaloed all over the place.
I'm looking it up, the buffalo sentence. Buffalo, 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 let's see.
It's an intransitive verb.
Buffalo, buffalo, buffalo. Buffalo, 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 buffalo is a grammatically correct sentence in American English.
Okay, right. A transitive verb. Stew. To boil slowly or with simmering heat.
Yeah. Okay.
So there it is.
There it is. There it is, man.
Ready for a another definition? A noun? A hot bath. That's a stew.
Is that like a synonym for stew? Hot bath?
That's the definition, a hot bath. Or a whorehouse. A whorehouse?
No, you're lying.
No, that's what Merriam-Webster says.
A stew is a whorehouse.
A stew is a whorehouse.
I don't like that terminology.
I'd stew in my own juices there.
Oh, saucy, Dylan. Saucy.
Yeah, stewy.
You should drop that in the at the winter meetings.
Yeah, dude, I should.
You should drop that.
Be like, did you know that another definition of the word stew is whorehouse?
Excuse me, Mr. Theo Epstein, is that the name?
Epstein?
Epstein? Is it Epstein?
No, it's Epstein. I don't know.
I'm assuming it's Epstein. That's what all the people on the TV say.
What? Did Ben ever tell you that joke where it's like, if Theo Epstein breaks the Cubs curse, he will be the only Jewish man to be
You're killing it right now.
He'd be like the Messiah to the Christians because he broke like two of the longest. You know, he'd be like a Christian god, even though he's Jewish. Something along those lines.
Yeah.
Roundabout. So the joke's in there somewhere.
The joke was somewhere in there. And yeah. It's. I feel like we need Ben to come in and help out on that one.
Yeah, so that's all I got for you.
Is that it? Should we cancel the pod right now?
Yeah, so just look up stew.
Just look up...
Actually, what was...
Look up buffalo. I feel like I'm saying it wrong. I feel like there has to be a certain cadence to Buffalo.
I don't know what any of those... Why is that a sentence?
So there's a city of Buffalo. There's a verb uncommon in usage, to Buffalo, meaning to bully. And then the animal. So the sentence basically means those buffaloes from Buffalo that are... intimidated by buffaloes from Buffalo, intimidate buffaloes from Buffalo.
All right. But really, really what you should get out of this is to look up Miles Norris and tell me he does not look like if Zero Zeroni grew up and started playing basketball.
Like Zero, instead of Zero being like 4'8", like he is in the movie, him being how 6'10". Tall is he? 6'10". And going to commit to U of A basketball.
Yeah, so I remember when I was like a little kid, probably 12 years old, 11 years old, I had like, I just got a new PS2, and I got NBA like...
PS2?
Yeah.
Big time.
An NBA, like, NBA 2K2, 2K3 or something, and wow, I created my own team, and I had one with Zero Zeroni at point guard. Number zero. Zero Zeroni.
Witty. Yeah,
and then I had Caveman. He was like 6'7".
What? That was like, was that Shia LaBeouf's peak? What was Shia LaBeouf's?
Probably Transformers.
Yeah, that was his apex.
Yeah, that's when like that was more mainstream than Holes.
Yeah, I guess so.
I watched a video of him rapping like earlier.
I didn't listen to it, but I saw that he had rapped. Was he good?
That was all right.
Is he gonna, you know, dabble in a career in
I don't think so.
No dabbling in the cypher lifestyle.
Nope.
Dylan Quant, my old friend.
Yep.
How are you?
I'm okay.
How was your Thanksgiving break?
My Thanksgiving break was not long enough.
Not long enough.
Yeah, I had to come back early to study for a test.
Well, that's...
which I didn't really study for, but...
This is a combo test.
Yeah, it was a combo test.
How'd it go?
You know, a lot of combinations.
Oh, that's weird.
It went well. It was he could have thrown a curveball. I was sitting dead red, man. Like I knew what I knew, and I was like, you better throw this right down the middle. Anything with movement, I would have just gone down swinging, dude.
Good baseball metaphor right there. Way to combine baseball and combinatorics. Has he done that? Does he combine sports at all?
Think he watches sports.
No, he doesn't. Yeah, you're right. Vin doesn't seem like the guy.
He makes a lot of Harry Potter references, which is apt.
I like that. I could dig that. Did you see the new Harry Potter movie?
Yeah, it was really good. Fantastic Beasts. Yeah.
Oh,
I loved it.
I need to see it.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll see it over Christmas break.
Yeah.
Hey, Dill, you need to come to the Bryce family Christmas party.
Okay.
On the 23rd.
Yeah, I'll be in town.
Yeah, you're coming over.
Yeah.
You're eating some stew, some chili.
Some chili? Oh,
so
I love chili. Yeah, that sounds good to me.
All right, you got it.
I'll be done with school. I'll be a free man.
You'll be a graduated man.
I'll be a free agent at that point.
Another baseball reference. You have to drop all of these baseball references when you're at the winter meetings.
I'm a free agent, man.
And now the collective bargaining agreement is all through.
Sweeten my deal. Sweeten my stew. Sweeten my stew.
Oh, throw stew around as much as possible. You should go around being like, yeah, I was in the room. Yeah, when the deal went down.
It was a stew.
Like, it was like hours before the deadline. It was a literal stew in there.
Yeah.
And I just made it happen. I stirred it up. I stirred the pot.
Yeah, I was just like,
I'm stirring it up.
Mr. CBA or Mr. MLPA. MLBPA.
Tony Clark.
Yeah.
Arizona Diamondback, yeah. Great.
Yep.
And by great, I mean I think he played like one or two seasons for the D-backs.
Was he on the 01 Yankees team?
Tony Clark?
Yeah.
I think so.
Like, he played for the Yankees. I don't know.
At what time. Yeah, he was a journeyman.
Yeah.
But
he was good.
His beard is like, he's got a nice beard.
Yeah. I'm happy. I think I read some like really weird thing that they agreed on. Oh, it was like big news. They banned the use of smokeless tobacco. That was like the big thing.
They got rid of chew?
Yep.
No way.
Yep. So no new players can chew, but all players who are in the league now can chew.
Grandfather clause.
Yep, they're grandfathered in.
Wow, so literally people cannot chew tobacco. That is astounding. That's like a whole subculture.
Yep.
In baseball. Wow. People are going to be pissed. What are you going to do?
If I were addicted to chew, I'd take $100 million to not do it and play baseball.
Yeah, I mean, once you put it that way, I guess.
Like, I don't really feel bad for them.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it is giving them, like cancer, I think.
Yeah.
Cancer's not good.
Well,
it's not great.
It doesn't give them cancer. It just increases their odds of getting cancer. It's not direct correlation. It's, like, not causation.
Yeah. I feel
it's correlation.
I feel it. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You should be a doctor.
Yeah.
You should be a baseball doctor.
No, dude, that would suck.
What's wrong with being a baseball doctor?
Dude, I'd have to, like, perform, like, Tommy John's all the time and, like...
Well, not that kind of... What?
Like, I want to be, like, an NBA doctor. I feel like they do nothing. What do they do? Deal with, like, sprained ankles?
Who's that Golden State Warriors kind of physical therapist who's always, like, massaging Andre Iguodala's back in the middle of games?
I don't know.
He's like, ah, my back! And she just, like, is just giving him a massage.
I remember I read this article about Steph Curry's weight trainer when he... like, after all of his ankle injuries, and he does, like, a bunch of, like, really weird, like, strength.
Ankle strengthening.
Yeah, and just, like, I think he has a really strong, like midsection, and it was, like, a bunch of, like, really weird drills that are, like, workouts.
Well, he does those weird light, like, thing drills, like, where, like, whenever he shoots, they, like, flash lights in his eyes or something, or, like... Light sensitivity training, where he's like throws the ball up and he's wearing those like weird goggles. No,
yeah,
you know what I'm talking about.
This is different though. This is like kind of main. This is just like him with the weightlifting coach, but he went to like Atlanta or something. But I remember reading like an ESPN article about like all like he would like do like lunges or like do deadlifts. No, squats like on a medicine ball or something, like one of those half medicine balls. I'm just like, this sounds dangerous. Like,
is that good? Should you be doing that?
Yeah, but supposedly he can like squat more than any other person on the team.
Really?
Which isn't that impressive, because all those other guys, their legs are like 7 feet long.
It also, if you're shorter, it's easier to squat.
Exactly. So
he's the shortest person on the team, right?
Oh, easily.
So it's easy. I mean, it's still impressive, because that guy looks skinny as hell too.
Yeah, but like, you know what I'm thinking about, it's just like, he probably should be. He's like, his legs are probably 2 feet long, while JaVale McGee's are literally 6 feet long. Like,
yeah,
he's
there's no way he's squatting more than his body weight.
Yeah.
I feel like, doesn't LeBron have like a cryogenic freezer or something? Doesn't he like freeze himself?
Isn't that like supposedly like the best recovery method? Like to.
I feel like he spends to, like I saw something where he spends like an absurd amount of, like of money on his body per year.
Yeah, well, dude, it's worth like $1 billion. He's literally he is the income of Cleveland.
Yes, like Cleveland's the entire economy like revolves around.
Yeah.
I wonder who was like the second. I feel like Russell Westbrook may be like the second closest in terms of like dependence on.
Yeah. Now that
KD's gone, it's like.
Well, there's nothing in Oklahoma City.
It's like it's right? Russ and Chesapeake. What's it? I don't know.
Chesapeake Bay Arena, something arena?
Yeah, I couldn't tell you. I don't know.
I have no idea.
All right, I guess we'll stop the tangent because I was just about to go into talk about Russell Westbrook, but we got to lead it off by just talking about U of A basketball. So last time we did the podcast,
it was after the Michigan State win.
And that win isn't looking as good as it used to, Dylan.
4-4.
They're four and four.
4-4.
And so now I'm like, well, shit. Like, I thought they were going to be at least a top 25 team.
Well, those losses are like, you know, to Kentucky, Duke, and like two other good schools. Like, are we beating those schools? No. But
no.
They did pretty well against Duke. They held in, like, they held their own at Cameron Indoor, and then just kind of like wheels fall off at the end.
Yeah, they went through a freaking gauntlet, but still, it's like it's not looking as impressive of a win.
Yeah.
And then we went and lost to Butler a game. It was
an ugly game.
So walk me through the Butler game. So this is the championship game of what invitation?
I think it's like a tire pros invitation.
Something
like that.
Tire company. Exciting.
It was just like Lowry got in early foul trouble. On like real sketch plays, like just like
weird fouls, like what was it, dumb fouls on him or what?
Two of them were like when he was hedging, and then the guy just like elbow to his like hip bone, and then drew a foul. It's just like
was it the old where they run into him and then just like fling their head back and it's like oh,
kind of pretty much like that, but you know. Tough calls, and then I think he got. And then his last one, he fouled out of the game. But offense looked, decent. But we need another score. We just need one.
We need just Trier.
Yeah, we need Trier back. But defensively was where the problem was. We just couldn't stop them. It was
like,
just like
we couldn't stop their guards.
We just couldn't stop penetration.
Yeah,
and then
I think. Was it Raleigh? Because Raleigh just is like a swinging gate, I feel like.
Well, on the play that they scored the basket to, like, take the lead, because we were kind of, all like, changing leads the entire game. It was, like, a really close game. And then with, like, 4 minutes left, we had, like, kind of taken control of the game and had a five-point lead. And they tied it up, and they had the possession. And Sean Miller went with, like, kind of a death lineup, so, like, Raleigh was at the four. So he's guarding like their power forward, and there was a pick and roll, and the guy who was setting the screen rolled to the bucket, and Raleigh was on the guy who was at the at the 3-point line,
mm-hmm.
and instead of dropping down and guarding the guy who was like going to the basket, he decided to go back to his guy on the 3-point line, and I don't know if that was the right call, like if he was or if the guy on the opposite. Cy was supposed to like
was his right rotation or not, like you don't
like
know if
I,
that's
I,
what he was supposed to do.
Yeah, I feel like it was like it's either him give up, like Raleigh chooses to give up a three to a guy who had hit a couple threes or a layup. So like I feel like it was the guy on the opposite end who needed to roll over and stop the
mm-hmm.
drive.
Right. But, yeah.
And I don't remember who that was. So if I feel like Raleigh was left on an island, mm-hmm. and he did well. He was asked to guard a power forward.
I'm gonna look at the stat from the game.
It was like 65-69. Like It was a close game, but we shouldn't have won. Like,
Butler, you think they're the
Butler
better
played,
team?
Butler played better, yeah. And like when we had the lead, we were up like 5, and then they dropped a zone on us, and we didn't score again. It was just like
the zone, geez.
Like, and it was they weren't good possessions either.
The
and
zone then we were, is our like Achilles heel. I feel like the zone has always hindered us.
Yeah, we need, in my opinion, we need one player who can, like a kind of an Aaron Gordon player, except not Aaron Gordon, because I want a guy who can defend any position and then also shoot threes.
Wow, Dill. I wonder who can do that.
Terrence Ferguson was a pretty good fit for that.
Too, had him. Too soon, man. Too
like,
soon.
Like, we don't have a small forward on this team.
I'm looking at...
Like, we just don't have one.
So, the box score. Let's see.
But, yeah, like, Kadeem Allen's
a
really...
lot of fouls. We had 24 fouls to... We had 24 fouls?
Yeah, a bunch of people almost
Pinder
fouled out.
Pinder fouled out. Allen almost fouled out.
Yeah.
Ristich and Comanche had 3 each. Jeez.
Yeah, it was a foul fest.
Yeah, well, they had 20 fouls, too. It's not like it wasn't
they
uneven.
They had a few players foul out, too.
We have only 8 players in our rotation.
Yeah.
Ugh. That's rough.
But, yeah, so defensively, like Parker was really good. He's really good on ball, but, you know, he's kind of short, so there's some limitations. But Kadeem Allen's really good defensively, where he's improved from last year. He can, you know, he's apt for the kind of, like, off when he's not guarding the player, he can kind of block shots and steal the ball and stuff like that. Like, he's really good at that, but he's got his on-ball defense up this year. But I feel like everyone else, like Lowry, is not a good defender.
No,
like I feel like he's kind of, and
Ristich isn't either.
I feel like they're both kind of soft. Like,
oh yeah, they're like soft and like kind of like not quick. They're like not. Yeah, they're just not quick enough. Yeah. Like on their movements. Like everything's just half a tick.
Yeah.
Slow.
They don't have those fast twitch muscles.
Yeah, like Pinder, you know, and Comanche have that.
Yeah.
Have that kind of athleticism and that like lateral quickness, but they don't have the. They're more just crashing the boards.
Yeah.
Like as their offense, while Markkanen is just a stud.
Yeah, so I'd like...
Guy's a stud.
I'd like to see more lineups with Chance Comanche in at the 5.
Over Ristich?
Well, I like Ristich offensively, but I just
Lowry
think
only
that,
played 21 minutes.
Yeah, he was literally on
the
bench.
They just took him out.
We went on the run without him on the... Without him in the game, so, like, Sean Miller just didn't bring him back in. Like, we were in the 4-small-1-big lineup. But, yeah, I think the... best lineup we could have is Lowry at the 4 and then Chance at the 5, so we can have some defensive, because Chance can like block shots and he hedges as well, and you know, some other throw out 3 guards and we'd be good. Hopefully Trier comes back.
What is the status on him?
I've read on online.
I saw like a little like striptease like on
Point Guard U.
Yeah, they like posted like he's back.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, I see, like you say he's back, like where's the article saying like what happened?
Yeah.
And it like wasn't there, it was just a picture saying he's back and nothing happened. It was like it's like who posted that? 'Cause that guy needs to go.
Like I'm
like
hoping,
that guy's an idiot.
I'm hoping that I feel like there's like rumblings. We should probably just ask Talbot if he's back. Like at this point,
I'll ask him
when you see him.
When I see him, going to the Gonzaga game, so take a look out for me. I'm gonna be out there, rooting on the team. I'm going with Gibson and Paige.
Gribson,
because this guy declined my invite. He said, "Kevin, I just don't like you anymore."
Yep.
It's fair. It happens a lot to me.
Yeah, so it's all good. It should be a good game. Hopefully we're in it.
Hopefully we are, because after our bounce back against Texas Southern, so we played Texas Southern, we're recording this at 10:49 on a Wednesday, Dill. This is a late one.
It is late.
It's a late one because you ran into some traffic.
Yeah.
Did you find out what happened?
There was construction, and it shut down to one lane.
What?
Yeah, it went from four down to one. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So it was
God.
Just like
how
a
long,
bottleneck.
How long did it take?
It was only, like, for a mile or mile and a half stretch to, like, I was going 80, and I just see a bunch of red lights. So I was like, uh-oh, here we go. Came to a complete stop, and I was just like, Uh-oh. So, but yeah, other than that, it was this easy ride.
Just kinda,
it was like a, probably a 10, 15 minute detour.
Bummer.
Yeah.
So we beat Texas Southern 85-63. We thrashed them, but halfway through the first half, PJC goes down to an ankle injury. I didn't see it, but from what Sean Miller says,
it could be serious.
Could be serious. I'm looking up the what he said. He said he could miss a considerable amount of time.
So that's probably like a grade 2 or grade 3 sprain.
He says it's a high ankle sprain and a bad one.
Oh, God.
So that would bring us down to seven guys.
Yeah, but the real question is, seven guys, none of whom should play point guard.
None of whom can dribble the basketball. They had to put in Tyler Trillo into the game.
And he was the point guard, I'm guessing?
He had to be. I'm looking up his stats right now. Tyler Trillo has played in now two games. In the one game he played, he had 6 minutes and 2 assists.
Hey, man. He's going to be maybe he's the future.
Is he, though? We need Jake Desjardins in there.
I don't know if I want Jake Desjardins handling the ball.
That's my boy.
I thought you hated him.
When did I ever say it?
You just said bad-mouthing him.
I did not bad-mouth him.
Yeah, you did.
We
can go back to the tape.
I refuse. I've already destroyed the evidence. I only said that he looked like a huge brown noser.
Yeah.
But like I guess every team needs that, you know.
Yeah. I don't know.
And he fits the mold perfectly.
Like my question is Kobe Simmons playing point guard now?
Yeah, who is no, it's gotta be Kadeem Allen. Kadeem Allen is gonna slide to point guard.
So we're gonna throw out the Kadeem Allen, Kobe Simmons, Raleigh Alkins as 1 through 3,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But then who, like, that's it. Those are our only guards. Who else is, like...
Who are they going to sub out for?
Yeah. We have three guards.
Trillo.
Okay, so now we have four guards. And like, so 1 through 3, we have four players. And then we have, like, what, four other players for the other?
Paulo Cruz.
I don't know. We're gonna have to play like Pinder at the three. We just don't have a small forward this year, which is really hindering us.
We just don't have. This is where we need a Talbot.
Yeah, we need the foul machine.
We need Talbot to go in there and just be a body.
Yeah,
be a wrecking ball.
Yeah, just you know, use up those five fouls if that's of his ability.
I mean, we could also use Alonzo Trier.
Yeah, we could, but like we still need someone to distribute the ball. Like, PJC was really good this year.
Like, so say PJC is out 3 weeks.
That's bad, dude. That's bad.
Who do we play in the next 3 weeks? Wait, do you think, is 3 weeks low?
No, I'm saying that those 3 weeks are going to go bad.
They're bad.
Like, we might be losing, like, you know, it's teams we shouldn't be losing to. Like, if he's out versus Gonzaga, that's going to be a tough game to win.
Yeah, so
like we might be double digit dogs.
So
if
we're
PJC.
Playing if he's out like 3 weeks,
I think he misses.
We play a lot of games. So we play Gonzaga, UC Irvine. Is that home? Yeah, no, that's
at UC Irvine.
No, where are we playing this game?
I think it's at U of A. At McHale. And then it's at Missouri.
Yeah, it's at McHale. And then
at Missouri. I don't know how
versus Grand Canyon. And then Texas A&M. Texas A&M, who did they beat? Didn't Texas A&M beat someone?
I thought they almost beat someone.
Did they? No, I thought they beat. Oh, they almost beat UCLA.
Yeah.
UCLA looks good.
Yeah, Alonzo
that's
Ball.
That's not good to see. Alonzo Ball. He's a baller. And that goddamn alien-headed man, Bryce Alford. His head is too big for his body. His head is so big.
Yeah.
And he just looks like a total fuckboy, too.
Yeah, I hate him.
Like, I hate him. He's my least favorite player in the Pac-12, by far.
Yeah, I don't really hate any other players.
Like, I just look at him, and I'm just like, you suck, man.
Yeah.
You suck.
Yeah.
He just hits these dagger threes, and he's a little shit.
Yeah, I'm just like, why are you good? Only good against us? They didn't even make the tournament last year.
God damn. And then we play New Mexico. He could be out until after Christmas.
Like, you know, at that, like, all those games other than the Gonzaga game should be, we maybe competitive. I don't know if we're beating Texas A&M.
But I guess it's not a bad stretch to be out. Hopefully he'll be back right in time for, because after Christmas, then it's Pac-12.
Yeah.
So we'll be back for Pac-12.
Hopefully.
What's up with Oregon, man?
Oregon? I don't know, man. I don't think they have enough balls for the guys to play. They got one ball for a bunch of guys who want the ball in their hands. Take the shot.
We'll send them over here. We'll take them.
Yeah.
We need them.
I think that they have some growing pains. Because Dylan Brooks is out the first few games. He had that broken foot.
Is he still out?
No, he played. Back? But he played against Baylor, and they lost that game. But, you know, he's probably still not in game shape.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, once he's back, they'll have the go-to scorer again.
So, if we say this injury to PJC is worse than,
like a month.
No, it's, like, worse than a month. No, can an ankle injury be worse than a month?
Yeah, if you, like, sprain your ankle enough, you can, like, strain ligaments. Like, a grade 3 is, like, you know, it might be, like, almost a break or something.
Wow. And then say Trier never comes back. Say he's gone. Like, he's going to the NBA. He doesn't play the rest of the year.
Yeah. That's going to be a tough year.
Is it going to be a tough year? It's going to be just marketing and the...
And the ragtag.
And like, the ragtag ballers who are each playing 30 minutes a game because there's no subs.
Yeah, like our bench would be so... Like, if we couldn't... Like, we couldn't deal with another injury. Like, we're going to have major minutes from a walk-on. But I think at that point, he just wouldn't play the walk-on. We just have a seven-man rotation. Yeah, and both those guys coming off the bench are big men. So...
It would be Comanche and Pinder coming up. What if Comanche was still suspended?
Oh my God, we'd be screwed.
It would literally.
We wouldn't have
anyone to sub in.
Yeah.
We'd have one. Actually, that's a lie. We'd have one person to sub in.
Yeah, and that would be Pinder.
Pinder
would be what he'd have to learn how to play point
guard.
Yeah,
he'd have to sub in for a point guard.
Everyone would play 35 plus minutes.
Oh my Atlanta.
So he'd just sub.
That'd be rough.
He'd sub one guy out, and then it would just, like, rotate, like.
it would be like, all right, you're out 5 minutes, you're out 5 minutes, you're out 5 minutes.
So everyone gets a 5 minute break.
You just get a 5 minute break, that's it.
Yep.
Oh, man.
I don't know. Sean Miller might have to suit up. Like, at this point.
Well, he gets sweaty, man. He'd sweat it out.
If we get Trier back. Like, I think our team could be pretty good.
I know our team can be pretty good.
But
with Trier.
If we don't get Trier back, I just think we're, like probably fourth in the Pac-12.
Well, that low, fourth.
Well, I feel like we still have good players, like, you know. But we're not going to be elite. We'll probably, like, get in as, like, an 8 seed or something to the tournament.
Dill, I don't want this to become like a U of A football season.
Yeah, I know. I'm really.
I don't. Why is Andrew Bug hitting both programs right now?
Hard, hitting them hard,
hard,
like
in the nether regions.
Yeah, like
a kick.
Yeah, like
bad.
What? We're already worried down two season ending injuries to Talbot.
Career ending injury.
Well, yeah, for Ray Smith. So, like, both of those guys went down with knee injuries. Then we're going to have PJC now out with a high ankle sprain. So if we get, like, anyone else injured, like, he might not run practices anymore. Like, for risk of someone getting injured.
They're all just walkthroughs?
Yeah, no contact practices.
What happened? Dill, I'm looking at the Pac-12 standings right now.
Yep.
And guess who's 4-3 right now?
Oregon?
No. Oregon's 6-2.
I don't know. Stanford?
No, Stanford is also 6-2.
Yeah.
Guess who's 4-3? Our favorite program in the Pac-12. The Washington Huskies.
The Washington Huskies. Mediocre.
The Washington Huskies. Filled to the brim with potential.
Yeah, the number one pick right now
on most people's predictions. Markel Fultz. And they lose to TCU.
Yep.
Do they play back-to-back games against TCU? Wait, why does this say here? This doesn't make sense. Why does it say they played TCU twice?
Maybe it was like a tournament, and like they were both like, you know, it was like the fifth place game.
They lost to Yale. They lost to Yale the first game of the year. 98-90. Wow, that's a shootout to Yale.
Like, I don't know, man.
Markel Fultz is averaging 23 points on 55% shooting, 6.7 assists per game, and they lose to Yale and TCU twice?
They lost to TCU twice?
Am I reading this right? Why does it say lost 93-80 and then another loss?
Hey, dude.
I need to read this. This is...
gotta get those wins out.
This is mind-blowing. Washington, what are you doing?
Mediocre, man. Romar.
Romar.
Romar must be a terrible coach. Or
freaking
not must
terrible.
Be.
He is a terrible coach.
He had that one year with Isaiah Thomas when they went to the Elite Eight. And other than that, it's just been... Wait, did they go to the Elite Eight? Sweet 16? Weren't they a one seed?
Yeah, they were a one seed.
Where'd they go? Sweet 16?
Sweet 16, they lost. Markel Fultz is averaging 23 points, 5.5 rebounds, 6.7 assists, 2.2 steals, 1.5 blocks per game. He's shooting 55% from the field, 43% from three. This guy's a stud, and they're 4-3.
Hey, great
name, though. I'm looking at Matisse Thybulle.
Matisse Thybulle.
Thybulle.
Yep, Thybulle.
Thybulle.
I remember he's like a hyper athlete.
Malik Dime, that's a great one. Batumba Baruti. Devonir Duru. Oh, they got some good names on this team. Devonir Durisau.
Yep, that's exactly how you pronounce it.
Did I nail it?
Yep, you nailed it.
But who do we deem had the best name in the Pac-12 last year? Was he on Stanford?
I don't remember.
Oh, I'm looking this up.
Maybe.
Who was that guy we loved on Stanford? We need Knox in here.
Oh, is it Verhoeven? Grant Verhoeven.
Grant Verhoeven.
Grant Verhoeven. My boy, dude. He graduated, though.
Sweet. Oh, Verhoeven?
Yeah, Verhoeven.
No, he didn't. He's here.
He's back?
Grant Verhoeven is back.
Yes.
Oh, Verhoeven. Reed Travis, that guy, he's still here.
He's good.
Yeah, I
was talking to Knox earlier, and that's what he said.
He's no Verhoeven, but...
Yeah. Dude's just a beef kick and has like a really small head on top.
Who, Verhoeven or
no,
Travis?
Travis.
He's got a tiny head.
Yeah, he's like a tiny head.
Maybe Bryce
big
can...
Big body.
Bryce can lend him some of his head. Yeah. Bryce offers too much head.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what to do with all of it.
Yeah, I don't know. So we'll see. It might be an interesting, a long year for the Cats.
I'm interested to see how this team comes together and if like through all of this they just get closer, or if like I think this is a close team.
But like,
I don't know. I feel like they're buddies.
Yeah, they're buddies, and no one's gonna get their feet hurt with minutes. Like everyone's playing.
Like it's like no one's like, man, why isn't Coach playing me, man? It's like, shit, I gotta play all the time.
Yeah, 30 plus
it's
minutes.
Like if you ask him, like, Coach, I need a sip. I'm just gassed.
Yeah, just like, you know, just, like, and then he just weighs him off, like,
stay in.
Yeah,
you're not coming out.
Yeah, you know, pulls the jersey. Just be like, I need some air. I need some gas. And he's just like, sorry,
no,
man.
Sorry, man.
Got to get to that under four timeout.
So, interesting news from the Cats with PJC. Yep. We'll see how that happens.
That's a bummer.
Dill, got anything else you want to talk about?
Yeah, we can talk. I don't know. We can talk NBA about how the Clippers have started to struggle heavily.
They've struggled.
Yeah, they lost to the Nets.
They lost to the Nets. That's right. A weird game where Doc Rivers got ejected. And then, like, so he did, like, the hold me back. Like, he was, like, he, like, got really mad at the ref for ejecting him. And so he, like, did the thing that a lot of NBA players do where they, like, are really mad and are, like, trying to get in the face of the guy.
Yeah.
And they're, like, but then, like, with their other hand, they're, like, searching for somebody to hold him back.
Yeah.
They're, like, you know. So he, like, looks... He, like, did it right in front of DeAndre Jordan because he knew DeAndre would hold him back. So it made him look tough, like, yeah, you're lucky DeAndre Jordan's holding me back, man.
Yeah.
I would have knocked your ass out.
Yeah.
But, like, in reality, he would have just gone up to him and done nothing,
Yeah, it's
man.
Been like, hey, man, oh,
be
sorry.
Be like, hey, man, but he was like, hold me back, and then I can yell from a distance and look sick.
Yeah.
Why is that, though?
What?
Why do NBA players do the hold me back?
I don't know. It's to look tough. I don't think they actually want to fight.
I know they don't want to fight. Who would want to punch somebody in the face? It hurts. They could hurt your hand. They're not trying to throw hands and, you know, sit out a few games.
Unless you're Blake Griffin.
Punched, I forgot about that. He
punched out like
he punched somebody
like a locker room attendant or something.
Yeah, it was like a nobody.
And, like, broke his hands. It was out for like 3 weeks.
That's great.
Classic Blake.
I can't wait for the Clippers season to unravel.
Yeah,
just
another injury.
Can't wait.
Chris Paul goes out. There's his hamstring.
Now,
again.
If he goes out,
they're done.
That team is
done.
Useless without that guy.
Yeah.
Like, he runs the show.
Yeah.
Who do you think is more valuable, Chris Paul or Russell Westbrook?
I'd say Chris Paul.
Who do you think is more valuable? Chris Paul or LeBron James? Say, Chris Paul goes out. How well do the Clippers do? Because I think the Clippers and the Cavs are similar in terms of skill.
I'd say.
Or LeBron goes.
Chris Paul would be more of an impact.
You think so?
Well, I just think that LeBron has, like, you know, two other top 20 players that can.
I feel like whenever he sits, the team is like 3-10.
But
I feel like they're like a lottery team when he sits for some reason. Like it's not like I'm not saying like that's their true record like with for a whole season. It's just like weird. Like whenever he's not there, there's
it's a weird vibe.
Like,
it's like specifically built for like LeBron James. It's kind of like, you know, he can drive and then have a bunch of 3-point shooters out there.
So Chris Paul is is the most valuable. In quotations, per se.
Well, like, you know, I'd take LeBron James or Chris Paul, but Chris Paul on the Clippers team, like...
Just runs the show.
Yeah, like, you know, like Blake Griffin's a top 20 player, but everyone else is just kind of, like, you know... I just think that the supporting cast for the Cavs is better, which is why I'd say, like, they'd be better able to handle... LeBron James absence.
My Warriors pick for repeating is looking good looking good. They won 10 straight, and their offense is like unstoppable.
Like,
it's like not like you know how everyone whenever this deal went down was like it's not even going to be fair.
Yeah,
and then people were like, oh, watch out, you know, it'll take a while for them to gel, and it took them like 3 games to gel.
Yeah,
they like lost the first game and like. Now they're scoring 120 points a game, and And it's actually not fair.
But did you see the moment last night with G.R. Smith when he was
Oh my god, that was fantastic.
I was like, I love G.R. Smith. I just love that guy so much.
He is just a gem. To everyone who doesn't know, J.R. Smith went and hugged Jason Terry on the bench, and Jason Terry plays for the Bucks.
Yeah.
And while he was doing this,
the Bucks were inbounding the
Bucks
ball.
The Bucks were inbounding the ball, and they passed it to Tony Snell, who got a wide-open dunk. And the Cavs are looking around like, what the hell happened? And J.R. Smith just, like, walks back on offense.
Yeah, he's just like...
He's like, oh, man, someone missed their rotation there.
Yeah, and then...
And then, like, after the game...
He's in that, like...
His comments were so weird.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is happening here?
It's just like, so, what happened on that play with you and Jason Terry? He's like, what play?
It's like he was like, drunk or something.
Yeah, he's just like, what play are you talking about?
Like, it's like he like wasn't even there. I don't know if he was trying to troll the media
like,
or had no idea
that, like,
was
that like face mask thing, like, and it's
oh
it,
yeah.
It was like it's not 20 degrees in this locker room, JR. Like, why?
I
are you
know you're
this?
In Milwaukee, but like, you're not outside yet.
Yeah, yeah. He had some weird answers, and he's like, yeah, man. I didn't know I was in the game. that's what he said. I didn't know I was in the game.
I wonder what it would be like if LeBron wasn't there to like parent him.
It wouldn't be good.
It wouldn't be good. Yeah. I like watch. I tuned out. Watched like the first like 10 minutes of that game, and the game was over. In the first 5 minutes, the Cavs were up like 15, like in the first quarter, like they're just hitting everything. It looked easy, and then they just stopped. Then they literally just shut it off. It was weird. It was a weird game. They like decided to the rest of the game to just not play. And Giannis is also incredible.
Yeah, the freak.
I didn't realize how good he is. He did literally everything for that team. He's like he. Rebounds the ball, brings the ball up, and then we'll just
dunk.
Then we'll just spin to the hoop.
And,
like,
he's
so good.
And the thing that
why
like,
isn't he a bigger deal?
He's like 21 years old.
How is he not a bigger deal? He's so young.
It's because he's Milwaukee.
He's in Milwaukee.
Yeah, no one cares.
And no one can pronounce his last name. That's what Jason Kidd literally said. He's like, the only reason he's not a star is that no one can pronounce his last name.
Yeah. Did you see Barack Obama attempt it when he was in Greece?
Did he fail?
Yeah, he butchered. He's like, Antetokounmpo.
Oh. It's like there's an N and an M. Like, it's a lot going on. I won't even attempt it.
It's like Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah,
Antetokounmpo or something
yeah,
like
that's
that.
It. There's two T's. There's a lot of
like
letters you wouldn't think would be together, and they're together.
Yeah, he should change his name.
Nah, man. Keep that.
The Giannis Ant. The Ant Man.
Just change his name from
the Freak to last name Freak.
To Greek Freak. Giannis Freak.
Yeah. The Freak.
That would do him well.
Yeah.
So, Dill, MVP of the first 15 games of the season. Let's say, is that a quarter? No, that's not a quarter. Oh, first fifth. Of the season. MVP of the NBA.
LeBron James.
Really?
LeBron James. Yeah, have you seen his assist numbers?
Yeah, he's averaging like,
like almost 10.
He's averaging almost 10. Yeah, he's averaging almost 10. He's, what, 24, 10, and 8?
Yeah,
or
like...
9? 24, yeah. 10, and
9? Those numbers are incredible.
I mean, you could also look at James... I was looking up the stats. Some dudes are putting up video game numbers.
Okay, like Anthony Davis.
I'm gonna read you Anthony Davis's stat line.
Those numbers are absurd.
This guy is averaging 32 points a game. He's averaging 11 rebounds a game, almost 3 blocks a game, for a PER of 32.5.
But are you gonna give him the MVP over LeBron?
Russell Westbrook. I'm going to show you his numbers.
Like, yeah, he's averaging a triple-double.
He's averaging 31 points, 11 assists, 10 rebounds for a 30.7 PER. James Harden averaging 28.7 points, 12 assists, 7 rebounds for a 29.6 PER. Those are video game numbers. DeMarcus Cousins. This guy's averaging 29-10. Like, these guys are balling.
Yeah,
Dill?
They're balling, but
they're balling.
All those teams are like mediocre.
Okay. Kevin Durant is averaging 27-5-8. But look at his shooting percentage. He's got a 31 PER.
Is he on the 50-40-90?
He's shooting 57% from the floor.
No, he's not. Oh, my God.
57%. Those are LeBron James Miami numbers.
When he almost shot 60% from the floor.
Do you remember those Miami years?
Yeah, when he could shoot threes, like, somehow.
I think, yeah, he could shoot threes back then.
Yeah.
Durant is shooting 44% from three.
That's like... That.
He's taking 5 threes a game and making 2.1 of them. He's shooting 85% from the free throw line. 8.5 rebounds, 4.7 assists. The guy is balling.
Like,
his like shooting efficiency is 63%.
Yeah, I get that, but I don't know if he's even the best player on his team.
You don't think he's better than
than
Steph?
I don't know.
Those numbers are
they're great, but like
off the chain.
Like who's getting the last shot?
Anyone not named Draymond Green or Andre Iguodala? That guy can't shoot.
But
that guy's horrible.
I feel like it would just be Steph on one of those like crazy, like just give him the ball and like let's see how he does it.
Yeah, so Kevin Durant is shooting better than any of the LeBron James Miami years.
Yeah, well...
LeBron James, peak Miami years, he shot 56.5% from the floor and 40% from three.
That's absurd.
That's absurd. That was his 2012-13 year at Miami.
Yeah. That was when he
was when they rolled...
Yeah, just
that
like
was when
other...
they won 27 straight games.
Yeah.
And that's what and Kevin Durant is shooting better than that.
Yeah, it's also 15 games, so.
True. I'm just saying these guys are putting up video game numbers. I don't think you can put LeBron in the MVP conversation. I mean, you can.
Like, but I'm not putting like DeMarcus Cousins, James Harden.
You're not even putting James Harden in there?
Are the Rockets good?
They're not bad. I'm looking at the standings.
Are they, what, top five?
Yep, they're fourth. They're 11-7.
Okay, well, James Harden...
And the Thunder are 12-8. Who would have guessed the Thunder would have been 12-8?
I guess you... If Russell Westbrook averages a triple-double for the year, just give him the MVP.
I think the first 15-game MVP has got to be Russ.
But, like, I just feel like...
It's got to be Russ.
I guess, but I don't want to give him... He's not good. Like, he's good.
Didn't we argue this the other day?
Yeah, but he's not... He doesn't make anyone else good.
Like, so, is he... Are they barely winning these games because of him? As in the negative sense? Or are they barely winning these games because of him in the positive sense? Does that make... Do you understand?
Well, it's the only reason they're winning or losing is because of him. Like no one
exactly.
else.
Exactly. So then you can say that they're 12-8 literally because of him, because they will lose because of him and they will also win because of him.
They almost lost to the Sixers. Embiid, baby.
So you're saying if he toned it down, they would be what 13-7?
I don't know. Like,
I think you just gotta give it to him.
He plays one way, and that's why I love him. Just no one tries harder than Russell Westbrook.
No one.
Like that dude is
that
all
dude
heart.
Is all balls to the wall nonstop.
So I appreciate that, But, like, you know, I just... You gotta take the good with the bad.
Biggest surprise for you, Dill?
This year? I guess I'd say, like, how good the Warriors look already. How good the Cavs look.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with the Timberwolves still.
Timberwolves?
Because the Timberwolves should be good. But you know what the Timberwolves are, Dill? Timberwolves are bad. The Timberwolves are 5-13.
Actually, can I change?
And they're the second worst team in the West.
I want to change my pick.
Change it.
The Jazz.
The Jazz are at, 11-8?
Yeah, they're good.
The Jazz are good.
The Jazz are good.
Well, people thought the Jazz would be good.
Yeah, but people think a lot of things. I'm impressed with the Jazz.
People think a lot of things? Is that so?
Yeah, like, you know. A few things, maybe.
A few. Here or there. Once or twice, maybe. Yeah. But the T-Wolves have Karl Anthony Towns.
Zach LaVine. I feel like Zach LaVine is another player. Like, is he good?
I don't think he is.
Like, does he
like,
do
anything? Like, is he good?
Like, does he do anything to make the team better other than dunk?
Let's look at the stats, Dill. We're analytical men, Dill.
Like,
we need the stats in front of us.
Or, like, Andrew Wiggins. Like, is he good?
I don't think Andrew Wiggins is
like what
I don't think like, Andrew Wiggins is good in the sense of he's not a one.
Like he doesn't play defense.
Like he's a two.
He doesn't play defense.
Like as in like a number two scorer. Like he's not going to take over games. You know, like or like take over like a team or a franchise. Yeah. He's going to be that second piece.
Yeah.
You know, like a I don't want to say Scottie Pippen. That's like too cliche. He's like a Scottie Pippen. I don't know. Like Zach LaVine is averaging. He's averaging 20 points a game.
But like
he's averaging 3 rebounds, 3 assists. Is he good?
So all he does is score, is what you're telling me.
So he's shooting 46% from the field, 38% from 3. Those are pretty good numbers.
But, like, you know, those top three, you can't really beat those, like, that's a good top three of LaVine, like, Karl-Anthony Towns, and
Wiggins.
And Wiggins.
Karl-Anthony Towns dropped 47 tonight, and they lost.
He's so good.
Like, I thought Tibbs would take this team and, like, make it into, like, you know, like the Bulls team of yore. Is that a word?
Yeah, your
yesteryear.
Where
they were just like disciplined, well coached, really good defense, boring, would maybe be the 4 or 5 seed in the playoffs every year and lose to LeBron James. Like, why can't this team be that? Why are they bad?
I don't think anyone wants to play defense. I don't know.
I think they're too young. You think Tibbs can't connect with the youth?
I don't know.
He's too grumpy in his old man ways.
Like, I feel like there's always, like, you know, like, Karl-Anthony Towns is great, but I feel like he's just not a transcendent player.
You don't think so? Well, I think he's like a Anthony Davis.
But
is Anthony Davis a transcendent player?
Like, you know, there's so few, like, there's that will single-handedly, like, save a franchise. Like, put LeBron James on any team that...
But we can't keep comparing... We can't keep using LeBron James as the de facto...
Kobe,
like, no one can be a LeBron James or like, a Kobe, you know?
But exactly.
You got to settle for...
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, so that was your point.
Yeah, I'm saying that there's so few of them.
But, like, can't you, like... I guess... So you're saying, like, in the NBA, you have to have either a LeBron, a Kevin Durant...
You just have to get lucky.
A Steph Curry.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's it. Like, or you're done.
Well, think about it. Everyone else is just done. Or you're the Spurs. Like,
or you're the Spurs.
Like, no one else is.
They did it with Kawhi Leonard.
What?
You know, like, you know, Kawhi Leonard won the MVP that year. Like, would you say he's a transcendent player?
No.
So it can be done.
Yeah, but that's the Spurs. I'm saying that they're like no one else is the Spurs.
So who's? What about the Celtics? Well, they had KG and...
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Shit. What about the Lakers with Kobe? What about...
That's our problem with the NBA. Like, it's like, it's all dependent... It's like a superstar league. Like, you just need one guy, and you're good.
So, the last... Let's look at the last... So, last year, the Cavs won.
Yeah, LeBron.
They have LeBron James. 2 years ago, the Warriors won. They have Steph Curry.
Yeah.
3 years ago, the Spurs won.
And they're Spurs.
4 years ago, the Heat.
LeBron.
5 years LeBron. Ago, the Heat.
And then the Mavericks.
6 years ago, the Mavericks did it. Well, they had Dirk.
Yeah, I don't know if Dirk's transcendent, but the Heat should have won that series.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, the Heat blew it. So it should have been Heat.
Who won before that?
2010 was the Lakers. 2009 was also the Lakers. They have Kobe.
Celtics.
2008 was the Celtics. 2007 was the Spurs. 2006 was
Pistons?
The Pistons.
Was it?
2005 Pistons?
I thought 2005 was the Pistons.
So, it can be...
It can
be done. We can't keep saying, like...
It can be done, but, like, I'd say that the two out of those, like, you know, the Mavericks winning and being the Mavs, but that shouldn't have happened. Like, the best team was the Heat, like, with their big three. But,
you know, 2006 was the Miami Heat. They had Dwayne Wade.
And Shaq. Like, I'd say Shaq is a transcendent player.
And then the Pistons won in 2000.
That's a good example.
No, the Spurs won in 05, Pistons won in 04.
I'd say the Pistons are a good example of, like, kind of no real great player. The Pistons and the Mavericks, I'd say, were the two examples. But, like, think about it. That's 10 years. Like, that's 12 years.
And then, like, if you go even farther... Okay, I guess you're right. If you go even farther back, I'm looking at this.
Yeah.
From 1999 to 2005, it was either the Spurs or the Lakers who got out of it.
Yeah.
Out of the West. And they won it except for 2004. It was Spurs, Lakers, Lakers, Lakers with Shaq and Kobe. Spurs, Lakers, Spurs.
Yeah,
Bulls, Bulls, Bulls. Rockets, Rockets with Hakeem. Bulls, Bulls, Bulls. Pistons, Pistons. With Isaiah Thomas. God damn it, Dill. God damn it. And then it's the Lakers and the Celtics with Magic and Bird. God damn it, Dill.
It's literally just like... And think about that. Those are like six teams. Like, we just named six teams in the past like 30 years that have won it. Like, that's it. Like, it's a bunch... Like, the Lakers have, like, what, five championships? The Celtics have a few. The Spurs have five.
The Heat have three. The Warriors have one, and the Cavs have one.
Yeah, and it's just like the Mavericks have a single one. The Pistons have won three. So it's just like, you know, just a few teams. Like, is Minnesota ever going to be good? No, they're never going to be good.
I think they can.
Are the Utah Jazz ever going to be good? No.
They almost won it.
Yeah,
they almost won it twice.
But guess who won?
They had a Stockton Malone, and they still lost.
The other team had the superstar. Transcendent superstar. Oh, I also...
Dill, you're right.
On the last time, we were talking about Michael Jordan and comparing him to, like, LeBron James. After the podcast, I went to look at Michael Jordan's numbers. Dude was insane.
I told you.
Like, I didn't know that he averaged so many points. He was averaging, like, 35 a game.
You averaged 35 a game?
Like, I saw that, and I was just like, you've got to be kidding me. I can't even imagine that.
When's the last time anyone averaged 35 points a game? Kobe?
Yeah, probably Kobe.
But, like, Jordan probably did it in an efficient, you know, beautiful way.
Well, yeah.
Kobe, you know, his fadeaways were nice, but, like, I know. Dude, video game numbers. That guy was... He wouldn't... MVP and Defensive Player of the Year the same year.
I don't know. Like, I kind of don't believe in the defensive player voting back in the day. I still don't really believe in it. Like, how do you give a Defensive Player of the Year?
How do you give a Gold Glove back in the day?
Exactly. It's like once you get a gold glove, you're going to get a gold glove every
year.
People
are like, "Oh, look at the reputation." Like is anyone watching the games as being like, "Oh, that guy
like Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter should not have gotten any gold gloves.
He sucked. He was terrible.
He sucked. He was like a minus."
Oh, I've already gone on my Derek Jeter rant. I can't get any more flack from Brenna for talking shit about Derek Jeter.
Does she like the Yankees?
Yeah, she's a Yankees fan.
Oh god. She's the worst.
Yeah, I know.
I hate Yankees fans.
I push. Yeah, I know.
It's like, why do you get 27 championships?
I don't know. They're just greedy, though. Yeah. They're just greedy people.
But, yeah, no. I'm kind of like, you know, was he actually the best defender? Or was it just he was so good that they're like, I guess you're good at defense, too. Like, let's give you everything. That's just my two cents.
I think he was good at defense. I think he was good at defense.
I think he was. I don't know. Like, last year, you know, Kawhi, yeah. Yeah. But, I don't know. I feel like they just give it to numbers. Like, guys who either block a lot of shots or
no, but they started to deviate from that. They started to go towards, like, defensive real plus minus.
Yeah, exactly.
Or, like, other sort of advanced metrics that kind of, you know, try and take out. Like, they could have given it to Hassan Whiteside because he blocked, like, four shots a game. But, like, in reality, Hassan Whiteside isn't the defensive player of the year because he's trying to get those blocks and is leaving his man wide open.
Yeah.
For when he doesn't block the shot, then they just... And the shot is missed, they just get the rebound and put it in, which is not good defense.
Yeah. Like a Draymond Green. Great defender.
Guy was a stud.
Yeah. I would have given it to him over Kawhi.
Yeah, but look at those cornrows. Like, the guy looks so sad all the time. The guy dunks. Like, he does, like, the thing where he, like, he'll just, like, he'll palm the ball and will hold the ball one-handed and then just, like, kind of, like, push a ball up and then just, like, drop it in the hoop.
Yeah.
Like, those are his dunks. Like, those aren't exciting dunks. Like, the guy needs something
in
his life. He's not
an exciting player.
He isn't, but he's really good.
Yeah.
Dill, I'm getting sleepy. It's 11:30, yep. So I think we're going to cut it short right now.
Okay.
Because I need to go to bed.
Sounds good.
And you can just spend the night if you want. I don't know if you're going to do that, but...
I don't know.
I have an air mattress. But yeah.
Cool.
Big game coming up against Gonzaga.
We'll see. Kevin Brush will be there.
I'll be there. It's 2:30 Pacific time at Staples Center. I'll be behind the visitor's bench. I'm going to sneeze.
Wait, like, how far up behind the visitor's bench?
Oh, I'm riding Sean Miller's ass the whole game.
Are you
I'm
really?
I'm riding him. No, like, I don't know. Actually,
like,
no.
like one row behind? Like, hey, Sean.
I'm like where Khalil is. If Khalil still goes to the game. Yeah. I'm assuming he does. But big game. Tune in. Bear down. Go Cats. Do the Cats.
Yep. By the time I get to Arizona, by the time I get to Arizona.